Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Well, welcome to another Intentional. I'm Dr. Faye, your faith-based, out loud radio talk show host, here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to bring you a message of hope, inspiration, motivation, and transformation. I'm excited to continue to share with you from my new book, Our Father's DNA, that you can pick up today right there on Amazon, your print copy, paperback, or order your Kindle copy so that you can read it. It's a short read, but an inspirational read that will transform your lives. So we are grateful to God and we're grateful to you for being our faithful and loyal listeners. Thank those of you who write us, who comment and share across social media because you are evangelizing. See? That's what you do. When you share, you are evangelizing. Make that part of your mission to share messages of hope and inspiration across social media. So thank you. We are back today, as I stated, to share from my book, Our Father's DNA. This book is changing the way people see themselves. We were created in the image of God. And when we pause to think about that, we realize that God's image is spirit. Think of the power of the Creator. All that ever exists that came out of God. And we look at the book of Genesis, we see that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Wow! And that power created me in His image. Therefore, the power to create heavens and earth is resident within me. I know that causes a shift in a lot of people, but we need the shift, don't you agree? We need the shift from where we've been to where we need to be, walking in the Spirit, aligning ourselves with our true Father, not so much worried about where did our genealogy begin in the physical, but where did it begin in the Spirit? We covered Matthew, where we pointed out, brought to your attention, that all of the begets in Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 4, it worked through all of the begets and all of the generations until it got to Joseph, who was the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. So the begets changed when Jesus was born. So it no longer matters about our ancestry on the tree. Well, what matters is our ancestor Jesus, who is still the Ancient of Days, who hung on the tree. That's the tree that really brought the truth. That is the tree that shifted us from being isolated from God to being having an opportunity to be in a relationship with God. You see, Jesus did two things for us on the cross that we need to pay attention to. He redeemed us, which means that He bought us. He paid a price for us. He reconciled us. He brought us. He hand-delivered us back to the Father. So not only did He pay the price, He made sure we got to where we needed to be. So that if any man confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he's now a new species of being, or she's a new species of being that never existed before. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, yes, 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 and yes, all things have now become brand new. There's a new species. There's a new DNA. There's a transformation. The what I was, I no longer am. So with Dr. Faye, you were a woman before, you're a woman now. No, that's not what I mean. The true self of myself is the self that's on the inside, the spirit me, that is now truly born again in alignment with God. And when I pay close attention to him, then that alignment stays in, I stay in sync with him so that I can know my Father's voice, and a stranger's I will not follow. I'll not be led away by politics or religion or confusion or fear or any such things or depression, but I am in alignment with him. So whatever is needed for my day, whatever is needed for my life, in that moment, I can hear God's voice. Yes, yes, and yes. He wants us to have that kind of relationship with him, have that childlike faith. Some of us want to be adults. Well, you know, you can ask God for some things, but don't ask God for other things. Well, you try that. Let me know how that works for you. I want to live in a place that I want to know the details. I want to know the details to wear the red dress today. Why? Because I may be meeting with a person who likes red and I need favor. Hello, somebody. Amen, church. We want to be in alignment with God, that he knows, hey, don't take that route today. Don't go in that direction. Ignore the GPS. I am your GPS today. Let me tell you which way to go, because I know the plans I have for you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you to give you a hope and a future. I know how to protect you. I know how to cover you. Don't be led by your own wisdom. Don't be led by your own understanding, but trust in me with all your heart. I know how to get you to where I want you to go. Amen. Yes, yes, and yes. So as we continue this teaching and this walk through our Father's DNA, it just excites me so much. I enjoyed writing it. I enjoyed teaching it before, and I am enjoying teaching it again. I want to pick up on this part. It's on page 30 in the book, Our Father's DNA, that you can get on Amazon today. It says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. These words were spoken by Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, Abba, Adonai, yes, Jehovah. These words were spoken by him to a man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was a teacher. He was a learned man. He was an educated man. He was full of knowledge and wisdom of the world. He knew religion. He knew the law. Yet Jesus personified something that Nicodemus had never seen before. A Jewish man going about teaching about the kingdom of God is within you. Nicodemus had never heard such a gospel. He had never heard those words. He had never seen a Pharisee. He had never seen a teacher of the law go about healing like Jesus was doing, or speaking words like Jesus was speaking. And he spoke in parables. He took what was natural, that which just was physical, and he taught spiritual principles using physical things that people were used to. Those are called parables, to take what people know and use it to teach them about spiritual principles. And so Jesus did that. And so Nicodemus saw this practicality of Jesus' teaching, and he questioned, "What are you talking about? How can a man be born again?" So he came to Jesus by night and he said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. We know these things, but how can you talking to me about being born again?" And Jesus told him, said, "Nicodemus, I know you understand what it means in the physical, but I want you to hear what it means in the spirit realm. Being made in the image of God makes us spirit just like our Father." Yes, yes, and yes. Regardless of what your skin color is, that's why racism is muted. It is so not a part of God. Those who are spirit are spirit, and spirit has no color. It has no gender. Matter of fact, when Paul was writing to the church of Galatia, he said that in Christ Jesus, there is neither male nor female, bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, because we're all one in Christ Jesus. We're all the same. It's the same in God. God does not have any hierarchies of people, like you're greater than that one or you're better than this one. He has made us all kings and priests. So we've been made in the image of God. So therefore, we are spirit. You're a spirit, I'm a spirit, all God's children are spirits, and then there are those other spirits. But we who are made in the image of God, we're made in his image, we are spirit. We have a soul, which is our house, that houses the will. Now, this physical is the house, but the soul which houses our will, our emotions, our intellect, and our desires. So when we were born again, our souls did not get born again. Our spirit, and I know people said your soul must be born again. No, but the soul is the house for the will, the emotions, the intellect, and the desires. Those thinking part of us, that feeling part of us, okay? So that part of us did not get born again. So our will did not get born again. That part of us that desire to know God, we gain a desire to know him. But the route to take, we were not certain until we were taught. How can they hear without a teacher or a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? So this house that has the emotions, the will, the intellect, and the desires is the soul. And we live in a place called a body. The Bible says that he will no longer live in a temple made with hands. Yes, yes, and yes. But that we are the temple of the living God. I heard someone criticize a woman recently because she said that she went to church by watching ministers on TV on Sundays. That's what she did with her Sundays. And she was growing from that. And she was being fed from that. I heard people say, well, I listen to you, Dr. Faye, and that's my church. I listen to that, and I am fed the word of God, and I feel good about myself after I listen to you. And when I hear people say that, I realize that they have tuned in to God, and God is able to reach them right where they are, transforming their lives because they have an ear to hear him, whether it's on the television or whether it's listening to us right here on this network every Sunday at 11 a.m. or whatever else you do. And then, of course, we come back at 4 o'clock. So whatever you miss, you can pick it up. And then it goes to podcast in 24 or 48 hours. And you can listen to us on iTunes, review us, comment. You can interact with us. Amen. So you can interact with us automatically here on this broadcast, as well as listening to us later in the day and in podcasts. You can share us, and you can't really do that sitting on a pew. Not that sitting on a pew is wrong. Don't get that twisted, ladies and gentlemen. I like fellowship. I like getting with people where iron sharpens iron, and we grow each other, and we're groomed by being in the presence of each other who are focused in on God. But we shouldn't get stuck in that place thinking that that is the only place that you can hear God, that that is the only place that you can fellowship or have a relationship with God. So we shouldn't be hard on people because they don't show up for our pews on Sunday mornings, ladies and gentlemen. Let God be who he is, or let God, like you can give God permission. But, you know, understand that God is who he is. He can do whatever he wants when he wants to. And who are we to tell him not to allow people to watch or listen to Word on a radio show or on television? So we have this power in us. I had to say that, right? Didn't I? Yes, I did. We have this power in an earthen vessel. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel to be able to manifest the image of God in the earth. Every time I think about that, every time I speak about that, I get chills. Why? Because all that God is lives in this little country, city, my girl. All that God is lives and dwells on the inside of me. And because he does, wow, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what gives scripture purpose and power in my life, because when I understand, know, and realize that he has inhabited me, that he's living on the inside of me, that gives those scripture purpose and power in my life. So when I say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, then, well, that makes sense now. It really does make sense. It's not just a t-shirt. It's not just saying for 1 John 4:4, quote, it is now a manifestation that regardless of what comes at my life, regardless of what is thrown at me, Yes, yes, and yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. You get a negative diagnosis. You get a negative letter in the mail. You get this phone call that rocks your world. You get this email that's upsetting to your emotions, that soulish part of you. You remember to remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that you have the resident God, the one who promised never to exit, never to be evicted from your life. He promised never to leave us and never forsake us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Now, darlings, that's the gospel. That's the good news any day of the week when you know that all the power of the universe, everything that exists, the God of all gods, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the master of all and servant to none is resident on the inside of you and I. We have this power to access the kingdom of God now. It is not in our going somewhere to be with God. It is by us being where he is now. Wow. I know people have preached and we've heard and read that, you know, one day we're going to all die and we're going to go to heaven to be with the Lord. Yes, yes, and yes. But Jesus came to this earth to show us the Father. And he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, for I and the Father are one. We are the one and the same. So this sameness that Jesus has with the Father, who is now resident on the inside of you and inside of me, this sameness says that we are with him now. Because the scriptures teach us that as he is, so are we in this world. How is he? All power in heaven and earth was given unto Jesus. And so all of this power, all of this power is now resident on the inside of us. Chilling, isn't it? Quite titillating, isn't it? It's quite invigorating because now we know that we are not just these I'm only human songs. We're not these this little light of mine. Not that we're not just worms going through the earth and we're just lowly human beings. We ain't nothing but dirt. No, you may be nothing but dirt, but let me tell you something. No, you're more than that. You have Christ in you that makes you greater than that. Amen. You're greater than that. You're bigger than that. So as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus is seated in heavenly places. He's the King of kings. So we are kings. He's the Lord of lords. So we are lords. Oh my, I've got to take an amen pause here. I've got to go take a prayer break. I'll be back in a moment. And don't you tune out. You stay tuned in. And now that you've heard this part, you share me and share the next part. I'll be back in a moment, y'all.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Spirit, soul, and body. We're speaking from my new book, Our Father's DNA, that you can get from Amazon today. Go over there now and get your copy, the first print, okay, of this book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth, a short read. It's 100 plus pages, I think, and it will be an inspirational tool for you to use along with your other inspirational tools, as well as your scriptural reading every day, right? Spirit, soul, and body. You can experience God now. You don't have to leave your body to experience Christ. Jesus left his body so that we could experience heaven on earth. Yes, he did. Wow. He left his body so that we can experience heaven in these bodies. We can be filled with all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, as Paul wrote to the church of Colossae. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Is that beautiful? Is that beautiful? Look how beautiful you are from the inside out. You look in the mirror and we see the physical image, right? We need to look in the mirror of God's word so that we can see the spirit, the spiritual image. Our spiritual image that says, ah, fearfully and wonderfully made. My God, you're awesome. You're amazing. You are highly intelligent. You got what it takes to master anything that comes in your way, because the source of all power, the source of all creation, is living and dwelling on the inside. He is our great shepherd of a mighty sheepfold. We are the reflection of all that he is. In the book of 3 John, in verse 2, it reads in scripture that, beloved, John is speaking to the people. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. John is wishing, not God. God doesn't wish. He doesn't have to wish upon a star. But John has a passion. That word wish is implying, it's my burning desire that your soul prospers. Remember, I said the soul is the house for the mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect, and the desires. So he said, I wish, it's my desire, I burn, I yearn for your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, and intellect, and desires, that they would prosper and that you would be in health. I want you to be in health, because with a renewed mind, as you're experiencing today, and with a renewed mind, you have a renewed body. With a renewed mind, you have a renewed life, because what we think about, we bring about. What we meditate upon habitually, we begin to create, like an artist on a blank canvas. We take the brushes of our thoughts, become the brush and the paint, and we begin to paint these thoughts. We begin to create a masterpiece. We begin to create our lives through our thinking and through our believing. Jesus came to shift our belief system, and believing that God was angry with us, wanted to hurt us. God's going to get you for what you did last night. No, he's not. He wants to love you through it. He wants to show you his mercy so that you'll never go back there again. Do you know what love, his love, will do? It'll create in you a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. His love will cover a multitude of sins and cast out fear and every other demon and devil that would try to come bumping in the night. His love cancels assignments against us. That's what God's love will do. He's not like men. Religion is a hater. Relationship with God is a lover. God knows how to get us back on course, and he always does it through love. He doesn't do it through browbeating and harsh speaking and embarrassing us and hurting us. He doesn't do that. Religion and people do that. God does not do that. The area where you have your ability to think and process and choose, it is your mind, your will, your emotions, intellect, and desires. The soul and the body did not get born again. Being a new creature is being a new creation from the inside out. How many of us really want to experience this new creation reality? We want to experience Christ from the inside out. We want our minds to be renewed, to think like God. The Bible says that we have this mind of Christ. We have the ability to access his mind. What does God think about it? Faith, what do you think? Oh, you don't want to know that. Let's tap into, what does God think about it? Well, he gave you a brain. Don't you have an opinion? Yes, I do have an opinion. Father, what is your opinion? Father, what is your desire? That frustrates people, but I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to stay in my lane doing what God called me to do. As a new created being, when we spend time renewing our mind to his word, renewing our mind to be inspired, to be transformed, we will learn not to be conformed to this world. but we will allow His word to transform us daily. I always recommend, I have a prescription for people. I recommend you read the Bible daily. I prescribe prayer every day. I prescribe gratitude every day. I prescribe a period of meditation every day. And some people say, well, how long? As long as it takes for you that day, darling. It may take you 3 hours. It may take some people 5 minutes. How long it takes you for that day, that's what you do. God, listen, if you were going on a trip, driving, you were taking a trip, you go fill your tank up full of gas, fill your car tank full of gas. You know how far you have to go. You know not to go get a gallon of gas if you have 100 miles to go. If you have that kind of car, you need to let the rest of us know. You know that you need to fill up your tank every time you get so low. Me is half tank, and I'm going to go and fill it up again. I do my spiritual, well, actually, I do better than that on my spiritual walk. Every day I have to gas up. Every day I have to check to make sure everything is running properly. Every day I've got to be in tune because I want to be able to get to my next step, my next directive from the Father. I want to be strong in spirit. I want to be strong in mind. I want to be strong in body. So I have to put the pieces in place. Oh, yeah, I falter. I've done things, you know, and sometimes ate too much fat and too much sugar and drink too many whatever, but not drinks. Don't go there. Drink a soda. Not even that much on the sodas, but drink too much of what of something with sugar in it. But being in tune with the Father means that I will be ready to do what He's called me to do when He wants to do it. So when He speaks to me, I'm not out of sync. Remember what we talked about? I am not out of alignment. I am in alignment with Him. Everybody shout, I'm in alignment with God. I'm in alignment with God. I heard you. We have to be reprogrammed because our bodies and our souls did not get born again. So we have to be reprogrammed. We have to be transformed, which means I've got to do something about the way I've been thinking. I've got to do something about my body. I can't just give my body to any man. No, I won't. No, you don't. Right? And guys, same thing. You're not supposed to just give your body away. Really? You have to be saintly about that. You have to be holy about that and protect what belongs to you and keep it in a safe place so that God can move the way He wants to move. The reprogramming will give birth to our soul being in oneness with the Spirit, the great I am. So that when you say I am, the power of I am. When you say I am, it means something. It takes root. You're saying it from a place of power. But you're saying it from a place of assurance that I am healed. I am healthy. I am wealthy. Because then you understand what it means to be in alignment with God. It's no longer just words on paper anymore, because now you understand what it means to be in alignment with our Father. Our Father's DNA, that we are the blood of God in the earth. We are His offsprings. We are His children. We are His sheep, the people of His, the people of His pasture, the children of His pasture. We enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. How wonderful is our God. We must be reprogrammed. Instead of spending time filling our minds with things that will not change the world, fill our minds with things that will change us so that we can change the world. You know how that works, right? Love begins at home and then spreads abroad. So does everything else. So we work on ourselves. We get the work done here. And once the work is done here, then the work is done everywhere. Amen? We can't give away what we don't possess. The Spirit that I am is one with the Holy Spirit. I get chills teaching this, and I wrote it. Or did I really write it? Or did God write it through me? The Spirit that I am is one with the Holy Spirit. and I get from the Father and deliver it, and I get it from the Father, and he delivers it to my soul, and my soul delivers it to my body. You see how that works? All working together, all things working together for the good of them that love the Lord, for them that are the called according to his purpose. So I get that word from God, just as God, Jesus said, I say nothing except I hear it, my Father. If Jesus was aligned with God, and he was, then why wouldn't we be aligned with God? Why would we want to be over here? Well, God's going to let me do this on my own. You fly solo, I'm going to fly solo with him so that he is over me. You follow? And I am one with what he's doing. I said that slowly for a reason. The spirit that I am is one with Holy Spirit, and I get from the Father and deliver it to my soul, and my soul delivers it to my body. I bring my body into subjections to God's promises. Yes. How do I bring it? Oh, I'm going to make it fast for 40 days and it'll obey. You can do that. And then you're just going to be really hungry, and then you're going to overeat. I've done that. So I'm preaching to the preacher. I've done that. And felt like you were so famished, and then you start eating a bunch of junk food and doing all crazy things, and then throw your metabolism off because you think that fasting is going to beat your body down. You know what that is? That's religion. Let me tell you what happens, how you get your spirit into alignment with God, is that you get the revelation of it. Isn't that easy? It's like, really? That's what you do? Yeah, you get the revelation of being in alignment with him. You listen to this teaching. Listen to it again and again and again. We don't mind if you download it. Download it from podcasts. Malcolm will have it over there. His team will have it in place. So all you got to do is download it. Malcolm is really good about following up and making sure you guys get this message time and time and time again. Watch him repost it. Twitter, follow him. Follow Malcolm out loud. He's doing great things for the world. So we bring our body into subjection to God's promises because we understand the revelation knowledge of who we are in him and how he has aligned himself with us. I am spirit. You're spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body, and we understand. And why I must stay in the place of spirit is because that's who I am. It's a body. The body houses all of this, so that I can have this earth experience. Isn't it wonderful how God has just hooked us up for his kingdom's sake, for his kingdom to come? The Pharisees were always tempting to try to trap Jesus with his word. They wanted to say, see, I told you what he said. They tried to trip him up to make him say things he didn't say. How many of you got trippers in your life? You know those trippers? You know, I don't like trying to communicate thoughts in text because the spirit, there's something spiritual about that, that distorts information, confuses data. So you have to pick up the phone when you really want to have a conversation about something that really matters. If it's already an ongoing conversation and somebody texts you, Malcolm texts me about Nozzle that comes on at 6 p.m. or Life Liberty that comes on at 5, or we're talking about one of the shows that I'm doing, and is we're already in a conversation. I'm giving this as an example. We're already in a conversation about it, and he'll say, well, you know, did you listen to Nozzle, or are you listening to Nozzle today, or listen to Nozzle? So we understand that there's an ongoing conversation, but when you just text something out of the blue and nobody really gets a clue of what you understand, you know, and then next thing you know, you're like, why didn't they text me back? Because they were offended. They got angry. They got hurt. They were confused. They didn't know what you meant. So pick up the phone and you call people for open communication. God wants us to have this flow of communication. Don't allow anything to drop. If you feel something any kind of way about something, let people know where you stand. Have this open communication. So, Dr. Faye, what does it have to do with our Father's DNA? Because God wants us to have open communication with him. There's a scripture that talks about communication, you know, to have that communication, always communicating, being open, The word communication also comes from the same word as communion, and those come words. It means the process. It means a process. Communicating is a process of becoming one. You're having this dialogue. It's just communion. You're sharing. It's a place of sharing. It's a place of exchange of information. So the longer you're exchanging information, and each is coming from a very truthful and a very transparent place, you have a relationship building module there. So you want to continue to do that so that you can continue to grow. So people are always trying to trip Jesus up with word. That's where we started that, right? Trying to trip Jesus up with his words. And so we don't want to be tripped up with his word. We don't want to be tripped up with our own words. When the kingdom of, they wanted to talk to him about when the kingdom of God could come. He was demanded of them, when should the kingdom of God come? And they said, well, we know the Messiah would come, but he's going to come like this, and we're going to know him. And he would answer them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Neither shall they say, there it is, or there it is over there. For behold, the kingdom of God is, wow, he says something next, is within you. The kingdom of God is right there, right there, right there. There it is, right there. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is like the parable of the merchant who sold everything and went on a journey. It is the pearl of great price. And I like the parable that Jesus spoke of when he says the kingdom of God is like the woman when she lost her coin and she called everybody over because she had found it. She had made a discovery. When you have searched for the meaning of life with all of your heart, and you have spent all of your money trying to discover truth, and you've come home empty, like the disciples. You've fished all night, you toiled all night, you worked hard, and you came home with nothing. Then you listen to Jesus, and he tells you, you've been working in your flesh. You've not been working in spirit, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You don't have to work that hard and come home empty. If you trust me and rest in me and enter my rest, you're going to find rest for your soul. You'll know that I've got your best interest at heart, that you can trust me with your life. And when you trust me with your life, you'll never be disappointed. And you won't be disappointed, because I've got more on our Father's DNA switched at birth, right after this prayer break. And you continue to share across social media because you're an evangelist, anointed and appointed. I'll be back in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
So you've toiled all night and came up empty. Caught nothing. You've looked for Jesus in every place. You've looked for career. You've looked for popularity. You've looked for wealth. You've searched for fame, and yet still feel empty. We feel empty without Jesus. I know so many people that have millions and millions of dollars at their disposal, yet they have a feeling of being lost, because they are. They're searching. They thought the meaning of life was in what they possessed, not in who possessed them. But thank God for networks that are allowing the truth to come forth so that people will no longer be searching for answers in all the wrong places, looking for love in all the wrong places, that they can get the truth right here every Sunday through Intentional, your faith-based out loud radio broadcast. Eternal life is a state of life. It is not the life you had before. It is the life you have now. Once you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your life is forever changed when you're born again. You now have God living on the inside of you. Not only have you been washed in his blood, you have been born of his blood. And as we've said before, it's not the genealogy of your physical parents, your natural parents, that matters the most. It is the genealogy of Jesus, the son of David, the seed of Abraham, the son of the Most High God. And now we have access to all that he has because he is on the inside of us. Let the church say amen. If you will meditate on this and let it sink into your heart, you will understand what it means to be begotten of God and to have his blood available to us. That same blood that was sprinkled on the mercy seat, and mercy means free and clear of all guilt, shame, and blame. That same blood is available to each of us who have received Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Would not be in a place where you feel that you have no hope and without God in the world, but you actually have God inside of you in this world. We are in this world and not of it. We have the ability to be inside of these bodies and look through these eyes from a different place on Mount Zion. We can see what God sees. We can hear what God hears. Oh, no man can hear God. Yes, you can. He said, my sheep know my voice. My people know my voice. And as strangers, they will not follow. Will not give in to the destruction of the sounds around us, but we'll give in to the voice of God. Where do I go for the news? I go to the good news because I want to hear what God is saying. Hearing what's going on in the world, that's good if we're going to take action, but having it for knowledge, candy, mind candy, just knowledge, it doesn't do anything. What makes a difference is what we do with what we know. And I know when we have this relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that it can catapult us out of stagnation, isolation, humiliation, into a wonderful place of transformation, that we can be so empowered, enriched, that we can go forth and be a voice to nations and change them. God loved us so much. He sent Jesus to save that which was lost. What was lost? What was lost was our consciousness. We were unconscious. We were knocked unconscious through disobedience. When woman turned and gave Adam the words from Satan, because that's what they ate. It wasn't an apple, ladies and gentlemen. There was no apple. She received the words of the serpent. And whenever you receive another word other than the word of the Lord, you have now separated yourself from truth. So we don't want those words that are outside of ourselves. Adam was walking with God in the cool of the day, and then he stopped because he received the wrong word. He received the wrong vibration. He received something that was not in his DNA. And that DNA that God had for man, then he gave back to us through the last Adam, Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? We must stay in sync with our Father's DNA. Amen. We must stay in alignment with who God is in order for him to do the things he wants to do in our lives. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that is at work within us. Oh, God's genes, our life, is making a tremendous difference through this revelation knowledge of our Father's DNA. my new book that you can get from Amazon.com that will revolutionize your life. It's in first print, so that means another one is coming. God sent Jesus to save the world, yet we continue to hold on to things that are outside of the kingdom. His kingdom has come. His will is being done in us as it is in earth. God wants us to know just how much he really cares for us. And I know that seems like a religious abstract, but it is so true, ladies and gentlemen. He wants us to be a part of this whole cosmic center of creation and know that we have access to everything that heaven has. That gives me chills because I know heaven is now. Not in the sweet by and by, ladies and gentlemen. It is now. We have an opportunity to take from the tree of life that he's given us the freedom to take from. He said, of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou mayest not eat. For in the day that you eat thereof you shall die. What did man do? He cut off his DNA. Oh, once you know who your father is, you'll want to stay connected to your heavenly father. I know genealogy results cannot always give you that warm and fuzzy, because you get the genealogy results of your father and you may want to go back and ask for a refund. Yes, yes, and yes. But when you get the genealogy of Jesus, you don't want a refund, because he begins to do a work on the inside of you to let you know that his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and that you can live in this world, even doing what he's called you to do, free of stress. If it's stressful, it's not God. You are in yourself. And it doesn't matter how wonderful it sounds, doesn't matter how good it looks on paper. If you are stressed over it, you are not in rest over it. His DNA is a DNA of rest and not stress. His DNA is a DNA of peace and joy and love. Yes, yes, and yes, it is. His DNA is a DNA that will give you a merry heart that do it good like a medicine. You see, this DNA of God brings health and healing. This DNA of God brings success into our souls. This DNA of God will give you peace in the midst of a storm. This DNA of God would allow that faith to be activated so that you can believe the impossible. When things look like they are going to hell in a handbasket, as sometimes it does, you will have an inner equilibrium that will enable you to arise above it. It will give you a new focus. It will give you clarity. It will give you a place where wisdom will build the house from within. It will give you understanding when it seems like there are no words to express how you feel and no answers to the questions that you have. This DNA will give you the answer. This DNA, there is no fault or failure in it. This DNA will go ahead of you and make provisions for your life and open doors for you that no man can close. This DNA is his eternal life that he's promised to every believer who will receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and their Savior. Not only Savior, one who is able to bring you back into fellowship with God, bring us back, brought us back into fellowship with God as well, but also the DNA that is able to keep us from falling. The DNA that builds that communication with the Father, that DNA that takes from the Father and show it unto us, that DNA that comforts us when we are mourning, that DNA that will brighten your day, that will lighten your day, that will give you a purpose for living, that will help you to be empowered, that you will understand destiny and purpose. That know that we are predetermined. There's a predetermined path that God has ordained for us. Yes, there's something we must do. I know it sounds a little weird to some people who don't have the relationship. Yes, yes, and yes. I mean relationships, not knowing about God, but knowing God, where he walks with you, talks with you. This is not utopia. It's not just words out there. These are power words, because you don't know how to make a political decision without the Father's input. That's why the world is in chaos. They're looking to men for answers. They're looking to people. They're looking to their intellect. They're looking to history instead of looking to his story, Jesus' story. They're looking to man's story to try to find the answer. You know, no matter how hard we work on a project, it's all futile unless God is in the midst of it, unless he's leading, guiding, and directing us. But the Bible says in scripture, it says, come unto me, you who are weary. Come unto me, you who are burdened. Come unto me, you tired people. Come unto me, you who are worn out, who are frustrated. Come unto me, you who feel weak and are ready to give up. Come to me. And you're saying in yourself, well, why do I need to do that? When I got this, I know what to do. Why should I ask God? I know what to do. If you know what to do, then you're saying you don't need God for the answer. I'm here to tell you, if you don't feel like you need him today, the day will come when you know you will. When you will say yes, yes, and yes, because the Bible says that there will come a moment that every knee shall bow, yes, and every tongue confess, yes, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Lord means that he is governor over your life. He's the ruler of your life. You're not looking to Washington, D.C. You're looking to heaven for J.C. to manifest his goodness, to manifest his glory, to show his lordship in your life. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and of his kingdom there is no end. All other kingdoms, there is an end. There's an end to Democrats. There's an end to Republicans and liberals and whatever else, lefters and whiters. There's an end to that. There is an end. But there is no end to the kingdom of God. So why not invest in that which will give you the greatest return? And that is the kingdom of God is within you. Our Father's DNA that can be activated the moment that you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is the answer to life. It is the answer to every question that you may have. You say, well, Dr. Faye, I'm a born-again believer, and I'm confused. Well, the Bible says God is not the author of confusion, but he's the author and finisher of our faith. Where does confusion come from? St. John 10, 9 and 10. The thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, that's Zoe, eternal life, quality of life, to the full, to the overflow, everlasting life. That's a part of God's DNA. That's what you get when you receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. You get Zoe. You get everlasting life. You could be a Christian and yet not be taught. You could be a Christian and not have access the truth yet, have access to the truth, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. So you have access to the truth, but maybe not have accessed it yet. So you have the capability to access it by saying, Father, just show me. It's not about, and you can go on a 40-day fast, but you don't have to access truth. You don't have to beg God for truth. He wants to expose the truth to us. He wants to teach us how to walk and how to talk. We are no longer people of this world. I said this in my new book, Our Father's DNA, on page 36, that we are no longer people of the world. No, we're not. We are people in the world, but not of it. We've been born of God. This type of message is the very foundation of the church, and it has to be taught around the world. Humanity must rise to its divinity. How long are we going to be tossed between two opinions? How long are we going to let the Democrats and Republicans rule over us? Hey, hello, amen, church. How long are we going to say it's in the hands of the president? Really? No, thank you, ma'am. No, thank you, sir. It's not. If my people, which are called by my name, he said, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'm going to hear from heaven. I'm going to heal their land. I'm going to forgive their sins if the people will pray. How do we pray? We just talk to God. That's how you pray. So isn't there special words we should use? Talk to God. That's prayer. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. It's simple. His way is simple. It's easy. Remember, Talk to God. That's prayer. What do you want God to do in your life? Talk to him. You want to hear his voice? Talk to him. As humanity is on this journey of rising to its divinity, we continue our conversation about our father's DNA, switched at birth. We learn to cast off all of the other begets of the flesh and take on being begotten of God, because that's where our security is. That's where our blessed assurance, that's where the blessed assurance is. Amazing grace, that's where it all is in Jesus Christ. Aren't you happy that you tuned in today? I am, and that you get to tune in again for the encore at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on AmericaOutLoud.com. If you haven't shared the network yet, well, get to getting it, would you? Get on sharing it across social media. Go into iTunes, comment, like, review us everywhere. We appreciate your participation in sharing this good news, because you mean so much to us. We love you from the bottom of our hearts, wherever that is. We love you from the inside out, and we embrace the opportunity to pray with you and to share good news with you every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on what I call the world's number one network, AmericaOutLoud.com. You can visit my show page right there at AmericaOutLoud, put the slash Dr. Faye, D-R-F-A-Y-E, and share the contents there, order the book, donate. We appreciate it. Love you so much. Thank you for being with us today. And remember, agents of change are not born. They are made through the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Dr. Faye, and we'll talk to you soon.